Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
One thing's for certain that we touched on in our previous conversation with Andre is the fact that inflation and interest rates still remain fairly high. Yes, for the moment, we are anticipating a slight easing and softening, but we know two things. Inflation impacts how much it is that we can spend, and sometimes that puts us under immense pressure that we then go out to credit providers to make sure that we can lend some money, or rather, borrow some money, and of course, make sure that we're able to have extra income in order to cover our responsibilities. But speaking of loans, we all know many South Africans have found themselves under immense pressure to such an extent that you might default on your loans because you're no longer able to pay them because of the tight level of your budget. So someone who's going to help us unpack what we are seeing in terms of loan repayments from South Africans, especially young South Africans on the back of Youth Day. We are joined by Experience, Head of Commercial Strategy and Innovation, Jaco van Jaarsveld, who's going to tell us more about Experience Consumer Default Index for the first quarter of 2024. Jaco, always good to touch base with you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Excited to speak to you. And this one is going to be an interesting one, right? Because when we think about the youth, we typically think, oh, very outlandish and flashy spenders. And when we do access credit, that perhaps we're irresponsible with it. So maybe let's just start with the context of understanding the purpose, the detail, and how the consumer default credit default index, rather, has been put together.
Sure. So the Experian Consumer Default Index basically looks at the rate of first payment default, thus reaching 90 days plus delinquent for the first time ever for all consumers across all, for a consumer across all their credit products. So in effect, what it does is it looks at consumers, and if they've defaulted on any of their credit products for the first time, they contribute to the index, and the number of people, or the rate at which people default and the total population that defaults then indicates an increase or a decrease in the CDI from a default perspective. So it's effectively a first payment default measure and the rate at which the population is defaulting for the first time.
Mm. And that's an important measure, right? Because if it's for the first time, it means that this behavior has not been acted on in the past. So it really shows that these consumers are under immense and significant pressure.
That's correct, yeah. So, the way that we look at it is we look at it across different products. So when you think of banking and all credit products, we look across the banking products, which will separate the default index or the rate of default across your secured lending products and then your unsecured lending products. So secured being home loans and vehicle finance, and unsecured being credit cards, personal loans, but also your retail store cards, which is a very important measure to look at when one looks at the youth and where typically the youth has access to credit and therefore has the majority of the exposure to credit where that falls from a young person's perspective. So that default index across the different products would indicate two things. Number one, the first thing is when you think about secured lending products and the default rates, the CDI that we've seen on the secured lending products over the last 12 to 18 months, we've seen that deteriorate significantly. And as you said earlier, that's a function of high cost of funding, which is the interest side, but also the cost of living, the inflationary pressure, et cetera, also has an impact on that type of consumer. But generally, that is not the youth. When we look at the youth specifically, mm-hmm. the youth generally have access to unsecured lending credits with unsecured lending credit and typically start their credit journey, as I did, many years ago with the retail store card. Mm. Now, when you start, the reason that we typically see the youth start with a retail store card is simply because that limit is significantly lower. The retailers have the margin to take on more risk and therefore onboard a bigger portion of the population, which makes it easier for the youth to access that type of credit. And then it also gives you the ability to manage a small facility that is affordable to you as a consumer. And specifically, as I mentioned, that's generally where the youth would start their credit journey.
Yes.
And improve payment over time. So if you manage that credit product or that small credit limit on a very responsible manner, you'll gradually get increases. But as you do it over time, the banks would sit and watch. Mm. And when they see that you very you effectively manage your credit exposure on a small limit. They'll start offering you a personal loan or a credit card. And over time, as you build up your credit card behavior, then you get access to that secured lending products.
Yes, the home loans, the vehicle financing that you're able to access. I'm glad you've contextualized this for us, especially just to understand that journey of building your credit profile. Because as you say, how you repay, how often you repay, whether you pay on time, how much you repay, then influences your credit score. And that in itself influences how much more credit you can access. What I'm intrigued by in your report as well is that you do highlight there's two factors, I guess, at play here. Younger South African consumers are struggling to pay off some of their loans in comparison to last year. But this is twofold. As you've mentioned, number one, we just constrained when it comes to income. But also, seems as though credit providers are also limiting or slowing down in terms of credit extension and maybe saying, Googs, we've lent to you before, but we're going to be a little bit more cautious now.
Now, that's correct. So there's actually two sides to this coin. The consumers that's most distressed are actually those that have exposure and high exposure to secured lending products. So it's actually your more affluent consumer, if you look at it from a financial affluent segmentation perspective. So at Experian, we split the population into six groups and 30 types. But if we look at it at a group level, your most affluent two groups, which makes up 12.5%, 13%, of the total credit active population, actually holds 85% of the 23 trillion rand in outstanding debt. Oof. And that is as a result of them being predominant, them being that segment having access to home loans and vehicle finance.
So if now, I'm hearing you correctly, the rich are also struggling.
Correct, they are, absolutely. Now, if you think about post-COVID, what happened? Post-COVID, the banks and the retailers basically tightened their lending criteria significantly, which in general terms meant that less unsecured credit was pushed into the market, which by default meant that even though the demand from the youth was there, the supply just wasn't. So the knock-on effect of that is we've actually seen a year-on-year improvement in terms of the consumer default index for the youth segment. And that is not a result of them paying better. It's just as a result of the last 18 to 24 months, them not having access to credit because the lending, the supply was just not there. The supply was focused on the very top end of the market. Mm. And because the supply was focused on the top end of the market, consumers are not only under distress at that end of the market for the higher interest rates they're paying on home loans, but they took on additional credit cards with higher credit limits. Yeah. They took on credit limit increases on their credit cards. They drew down on their home loans facilities to make ends meet with higher interest payments. Yep. And as a result of that, they are now feeling the pinch the most in the market because to an extent they've been overexposed or overlent with the youth and the bottom end of the market almost having supply dry up. And as a result, the consequence is it looks like they are performing better from a default perspective, but it's more a function of them not having access to loans over the last 12 to 24 months, which means they couldn't default on loans, which by default means it looks better.
Yaku, this has been so insightful and I think gives us a different perspective now as South African consumers where we shouldn't really compare ourselves to the Joneses as we see. We'll have to leave it here for today, but truly appreciate your time as always, Yaku.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Yaku van Jaarsveld, Experian's Head of Commercial Strategy and Innovation, talking us through Experian's Consumer Default Index. And as you've heard him adequately describe there, what we are seeing is that South African consumers who have access to much more of an affluent lifestyle, you know, where you have the black credit card, where the access and exposure to credit gets increased, the limit is increased, you've got a home loan that you can draw down from, we are the ones that are actually feeling a lot more pressure versus young income earners who have perhaps had restrictions on how much we are able to actually receive in terms of credit extension, appear to have been able to be a lot more disciplined in terms of our repayments. But the truth is, everybody is struggling. The high level of interest rates has put strain and pressure over a sustained period on many South Africans. And this is well over a year that we've actually seen interest rates at these elevated levels. So it's tough for everybody. I'm tempted to say, in the words of Boom Shaka and Tebe, Sisokola sonke. So share your thoughts with us. If you're a South African as well, or feeling the pressure, feeling the pinch of managing and maintaining your credit repayments, we want to hear from you. Many South Africans have been struggling. Myself, I know a few peers, colleagues as well. And it's a reality, right? And really does call on having a heightened level of discipline in order to make sure that we maintain our credit repayments. Share your thoughts, share your experiences. Are you also still using retail store cards in order to purchase goods, or have you decided to consolidate all of it and just use a credit card to build up your credit score, to maintain a single repayment and take advantage of the points that you could earn from your banks? Yep, just some of the ideas that we're sharing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.